ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله، الله عز وجل gave us tawfiq to pray about salah and to have a reminder about fasting and also about Ramadan. We know the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. As Muslims, we have the desire to reach the month of Ramadan. Although the barakah starts already from Rajab and Sha'ban, but the peak of this blessing is the month of Ramadan. Having the tawfiq to reach the month of Ramadan is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two things which are very obvious in the month of Ramadan. One is fasting and another is qiyam, qiyam of night. In the hadith where we read, we have man saama Ramadan wa man qama Ramadan. Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan, iman and ihtisab, with iman and ihtisab, ufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi, all his previous sins are forgiven. And the same also for those who do the qiyam at night. But somehow, for perhaps good reasons, many people give zakah in the month of Ramadan as well. So it is also connected in our mind that zakah is given in the month of Ramadan. Although you ask ulama, they will tell you zakah can be given any time. And each person's zakah here can vary. Because zakah is not a tax. You know, you have a tax here. Zakah is obligation towards Allah. So once a person would have a certain amount in possession, which is the 20 misqal of gold or 200 dirham, which is, you know, equivalent of, if you take the silver in account, roughly about 500 some dollars. And if you take the gold in account, that's about 5,500 plus some dollars. Alhamdulillah, for some time, the Sharia board website gives you up-to-date price of the gold and silver so that you can see how much is worth in terms of gold and silver. So for the purpose of ihtiyat and for the purpose of benefit of faqir, of the people who are poor, we take the silver into account. So if a person has saved, say, $500 and few more dollars, and he does not have any debts, he does not have any other liabilities, and that money stays with that person for a whole year, so next year on that particular date, zakah becomes obligatory. So it could be any month. It could be Rajab, it could be Sha'ban, it could be Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah. On whichever date of whichever month, a person who owns that amount of money, free from any debts and free from any liabilities, that is the beginning of zakah here. So next year, on that particular date, zakat becomes obligatory. But perhaps because the month of Ramadan is also month of charity, month of generosity, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to be generous all the time, but he used to be more generous in the month of Ramadan. So many people, they calculate zakat in the month of Ramadan. So somehow I have been requested to say a few words about zakat as well, because of that munasabah, that, you know, relationship. Otherwise, zakat is not connected with Ramadan. Zakat can be given in Ramadan and out of Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jal, He created angels before He created human being. When Allah Azza wa Jal, He created human being, the angels, they said, we already do tasbih and taqdis. Nusabbihu bihamdika wa nuqaddisu lak. We already praise you all the time. So why are you creating human being? Allah Azza wa Jal said, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. I know what you don't know. Human being has different nature. Angels, they don't eat, they don't drink. But we have these bodies which have to be fed all the time and which have to be pumped all the time. Food is actually needed for the body, not for the soul. Food is the necessity for the body to survive, not for the soul. Because souls were created long time ago. In fact, you know, souls were created thousands of years ago. And they are there without any food, without any drink. Our ruh does not need food. It is our body which needs food. The ulama like Hazrat Shaulin Asab, Hazrat Zahrawi Rahimahullah and others, they say human being is a combination of malakutiyat and bahimiyat. Malakutiyat yani being an angel. Angelhood. I don't know if it is the right word to say. Let's make a word, why not? And bahimiyat yani being an animal. Human being is a combination of both. We have the upper desires and we have the lower desires. We have the upper desires to get to know Allah Azza wa Jal, to love Allah Azza wa Jal, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the angels. The angels, what do they do? يَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُمَرُونَ. The angels, they do what they are told to do. They do tasbih and tahmeed and taqdis all the time. And we also have the lower desires like animals to survive. If we keep the balance, then we are a human being. We cannot completely go up. Because if we completely go up, we'll be up. We'll be lifted. If we go without food and without drink, for how long can we survive? Without food and without drink. Many people tried in the history to survive without food and without drink, but generally that is not the norm. The norm, Allah Azza wa Jal, He created a human being with these necessities. We have to have food, we have to have drink. That's why look at the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he wanted, he could have survived without food. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he wanted, he could have survived without food. Why not? In fact, there is a type of fasting which is called Sawmul Wisal. Sawmul Wisal is basically you fast, and when it is time to break the fast, you don't break the fast. You continue to fast next day, and then following day, and then the day after, and so on. So continuous fasting without any suhoor, without any iftar. And Rasulullah used to do that. He used to have Sawmul Wisal. And some Sahaba, they tried to imitate him, because know, they would do anything Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would like. So they thought that is also for us. So he said, no, this is not for you. Sawm al-Wisal is not for you, it's only for me. Because yut'imuni rabbi wa yasqini, my Lord, he feeds me. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he feeds me. So what's that, the physical food? Allah Azza wa Jalla, he is able to keep a person alive without food. Because what is it that gives food ability to make somebody survive? What is it that gives the water ability to keep somebody survive? It is the amr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla is connected with that food, the food helps you survive. It is the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla which gives the drink the ability to keep somebody survive. Well, Allah can give that command directly. Right? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he wanted, he could have survived without food and without drink. But because that is not the norm Allah Azza wa Jalla set for a human being, so in order to keep, you know, make it easy for people and keep balance, he used to fast and sometimes he also used to eat. Asumu wa uftir, the famous narration. When some people, they went to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they wanted to know how is his life at home, because they assumed that at home he might be praying one night every night. So the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed them, well, you know, he's like any other human being. He's at home, he's helping the household, and sometimes he sleeps, sometimes he prays. Sometimes he fasts and sometimes he doesn't fast. Obviously, this is not the fast of Ramadan. The fast of Ramadan is obligatory. This is the nafal fasting. So later on, they said, well, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is not like us. He doesn't need, you know, he's already maghfoor lahu. Allah Azza wa Jalla already forgiven him everything. But we are going to fast every single day. Somebody said, I will fast every day, all my life. And somebody said, I will pray all night, every night. And somebody said, I will never get married. Somehow the news reached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, well, you know, I pray and I sleep, I fast and I eat, and I also get married. So this is the norm that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us body, and Allah also has given us soul. So alhamdulillah, we are very good looking after our body. We feed our body, alhamdulillah, most of the year, right? And somehow people have invented different diets to feed the body. At the end of the day, all these diets, they are there to feed the body, right? Many people, they assume that you have to have regular meals every single day. And many people, they assume that you have to have snacks at certain intervals throughout the day. What is it for? For feeding the body. However, there is also something called ruh. We have to feed the ruh. Food is not necessary for the ruh. In fact, food will make the ruh sleep. Food will weaken the ruh. Spiritually, a person will not be uplifted if you keep eating all the time, every time. The less, the better. Obviously, if somebody has medical condition and if the doctor says that you have to eat this much or this specific thing, you follow the advice of the doctor. But generally speaking, the more people eat, the less spiritually they would become. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as it is mentioned in Tirmidhi, Imam Tirmidhi narrated, مَا مَلَا يَبْنُ آدَمُ رِعَانِ شَرَّ مِنْ بَطُنُ. Human being has never filled any container which is worse than stomach. مَا مَلَا يَبْنُ آدَمُ رِعَانِ شَرَّ مِنْ بَطُنُ. Human being has never filled, this is a container, right? When you have food, that is also a container. When you go for shopping, that is also a container. These are all containers you are filling every day. But the worst container to fill is the stomach. The stomach is not meant to be filled. حسب ابن آدم أكلات يقمن صلبه. It is sufficient for human being few bites. أكلات few bites. MashaAllah, we have ulama and students here. Few bites. They are sufficient for human being. يُقِمْ نَصُ الْبَقُ, which can keep his back straight. Because if you are hungry for a long period of time, your back is not straight. You are bending. Well, don't bend. Don't bend yourself too much. Keep yourself straight. Okay, a few bites. حَسْبُ ابْنُ آدَمَ, it is sufficient for human being to have few bites. يُقِمْ نَصُ الْبَقُ. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَا مُحَالَةَ فَثُلُثٌ لِطَعَامِهِ وَثُلُثٌ لِشَرَابِهِ وَثُلُثٌ لِنَفَسِهِ. Well, if it is necessary, you decided that I want to eat. I have declared that I am going to eat. Okay, no problem, eat. How much? ثُلُثٌ لِطَعَامِهِ, eat one third of the stomach. وَثُلُثٌ لِشَرَابِهِ, and eat, drink one third of the stomach. وَثُلُثٌ لِنَفَسِهِ, and one third for the air. But somehow, we think the air is not needed and the drink is also not needed. We keep eating and eating and eating and until there is no space, neither for the drink nor for the air. This is the nature of a human being, that when we have food, our desires will go strong and will go wild. And if you want to suppress the desires, then the remedy is to have less food. And not to have food for a period of time, to abstain from food. And this is, experienced. And this is also mentioned in the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, As-sawmu junnah, fasting is shield. Shield, yani protection. Protection from desires. And that is why we hear the hadith about young people, the youth, يَا مَعْشَرَ الشَّبَابِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمُ الْبَاعَةَ فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ. Whoever can get married should get married. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And whoever does not afford to get married, well, he should fast. فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ, he should fast. عَلَى comes for إِلْزَام. إِلْزَام يعني obligation. يعني you keep fasting, not fast one day, two days. No, keep fasting, keep fasting, keep fasting. عَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ. Why? فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءَ. Because fasting will suppress the desire. If a person would fast one day, two days, he doesn't feel the difference. But if he fasts for a longer period of time, then he feels the difference. People have two options. Either we look after our body and just live like anybody else, or we want to go beyond the body and get to know Allah Azza wa Jal. We can only get to know Allah Azza wa Jal when we suppress the lower desires. We can get to know Allah Azza wa Jal when we have resemblance with the angels. Angels, they do not eat and they do not drink. In fact, some ulama, they have mentioned the wisdom behind fasting is there is resemblance with Allah Azza wa Jal, although there is nothing exactly like Allah Azza wa Jal. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Nobody is like, nothing is like Allah Azza wa Jal. Right? Allah Azza wa Jal, there is no match for him. قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. There is nobody comparable to him. However, there are sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal which we can adapt. Like Allah had mercy, we should have mercy. Although our mercy is not like the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah forgives, we should also forgive. Although our forgiveness is different from the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. We forgive somebody who did not pay the money back. Allah forgives people who did kufr and disbelief for 50 years, 70 years. Somebody who denied Allah Azza wa Jal for all his life, Allah forgives. So there is no match between our forgiveness and Allah's forgiveness. But because it is a sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are supposed to have some share of it. Likewise, Allah is also a samad. It is part of samadiyya of Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah does not eat and Allah does not drink. Allah Azza wa Jal, He does not eat and He does not drink. So, although we cannot go like that without food and without drink all the time, every time, but at least for a period of time, we can adapt. That's why when we fast, there is a special benefit in fasting. Fasting is different from being hungry. And you can notice that, for example, for some reason if you have to leave early, you know, and you left home without breakfast, and you stayed away from home for the rest of the day, and because you have been very busy, you do not eat, you do not drink, you are hungry, right? Now, feel within yourself. And some other time, make the intention of fasting that I am abstaining from food and from drink for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Is it the same? It is not the same. When a person is fasting, a person is very, very close to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because fasting is an amal which lasts. The duration of fasting is quite long, right? It is not a 5 minutes action. It is not 1 or 2 hours action. It is an action of several hours. So all that period of time, a person is close to Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why we have in the hadith that when Ramadan comes, the doors of Jannah are open and the doors of Jahannam are closed. Why? Because people are fasting. And when they're fasting, they're close to Allah Azza wa Jal. When they're fasting, they're away from shaitan. So fasting brings a person closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. If a person will fast and does not get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, that means there is a problem. This fast is not according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, fast is a very secret act. It is not an open act. Salah is open. You know, I am praying Salah, everybody knows that mashallah you have prayed Salah. You give Sadaqah, everybody knows that this person has donated this much money. Right? And that's why the more obvious, the more people have motivation to do. I remember I was fundraising for a masjid in another country. So people wanted to donate for the dome. I want to donate for the dome. Why? Because the dome is obvious. Every time you look at the dome, you say, I have donated for this dome. Every time anybody comes to the masjid, you know who donated for this dome? I have donated. You talk to your nephews, your uncles, aunties, grandbrothers. I have donated. I remember in because mashallah nowadays there are very creative ways of fundraising. So I was told some people go on TV to fundraise. I said, why you want to go on TV to fundraise? Gather the people and tell them that look, we have this project. Whoever wants to donate, donate. They said, no, people donate when you have fundraising on the TV. I said, okay, this is not, you know, my business, and let the people do whatever they want to do. So they went on TV and fundraised. So the fundraise was, I don't know, equivalent of somewhere like $40,000-$50,000. And the TV, they also have their share, you know, their fees, which is taken from the money of fundraising. So if the fundraising was $40,000-$50,000, so $15,000 or $20,000 for the fees for the television channel, then mashallah, people were very excited, very happy that mashallah, we have raised $50,000. I said, the people who donated the money, did they donate $20,000 for the TV channel? The people who gave the money, did they give that money for the masjid, or did they give that money for the TV channel? Okay, no problem. Tell me, who has paid this money? Like, people from which locality? No, our own people. People from our own community, they phoned that phone line and they donated. I said, Subhanallah, these people, you already know them. They are your worshippers, they are your musalli, they are your neighbors. So why do they have to go somewhere else and then donate from that channel? Why can't they do? No, it looks nice, you know, when you have a program on TV. It looks nice, you phone them and somebody receives the phone, and then they make an announcement, such and such person has donated this much money for the dome. Now everybody in the community would know that this person has donated this money for the dome. There are a'mal which are zahir, which are obvious. But there are a'mal which are batin. A'mal that is batin, that has a secret connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. Ikhlas, sincerity for Allah Azza wa Jal. Can we discover sincerity among the people? Can we see somebody who has sincerity and who doesn't have sincerity? Can we have a thermometer? Can we detect people's sincerity? This person has 20% sincerity, 40% sincerity. No. This is hidden. This is between him and Allah Azza wa Jal. Nobody knows. Fasting is also like that exactly. Because fasting is not amal. Fasting is the absence of amal. Fasting is the absence of food and drink. So nobody knows whether this person is eating. Well, he may not be eating right now. He might have already eaten. Or he might eat when he goes home. Because fasting is that, so fasting, Rasulullah mentioned in the Hadith Qudsi, فَإِنَّهُ لِي, Allah Azza wa Jal says, fasting is for me. Fasting develops ikhlas and sincerity for Allah Azza wa Jal. Fasting brings a person closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Fasting makes a person aware of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why in the ayah which we quote about fasting, Surah Al-Baqarah, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you have taqwa, you have awareness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Fasting brings a person closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. The way you have ahkam of fasting, stay away from this. There are ahkam of fasting which are related to our soul. When you are fasting, you should not lie. The way food and drink can break the fast, spiritually, lying can break the fast. The zahir of the fast will not be broken, but the batin of the fast will be broken. If you ask any alim, he will say, no, your fast is valid. Your fast is valid because you did not eat, you did not drink. Even if a person keeps lying all day, every day, his fast is not broken from the outside. But from inside, the fast is broken. Because fast is meant to be is meant to make a person aware of Allah Azza wa Jalla. How can a person lie when he is aware of Allah Azza wa Jalla? If a person backbites, slanders, well, from the outside the fast is not broken, but from inside it's broken. This is so much so that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man lam yada' qawl az-zuri wal 'amala bihi, falaysa lillahi hajatun an yada' ta'amahu wa sharabahu aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Whoever does not leave lying and acting upon it, Allah does not need him to leave his food and drink. Why he has to suffer? Because he is not fasting for me. If he was fasting for me, he would not lie. If he was fasting for me, he would not backbite. If he was fasting for the sake of Allah, he would not slander. Fasting is connected to the meaning of shukr. The meaning of shukr. Because any blessing of Allah will appreciate it more when we lack that blessing. Food and drink is a blessing of Allah. Rasulullah, every time he would have even a sip of water, he would say Alhamdulillah. Even a sip of water. In some hadith, it is mentioned that if you have 3 sips of water, with every sip of water, he will say Alhamdulillah. Not Alhamdulillah at the end. You know, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. Although if you say Bismillah once at the beginning and Alhamdulillah at the end, that is good. Right? But look at the level of awareness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that Allah, it is Allah who is providing me this sip of water. This one sip of water is provided by Allah Azza wa Jalla. So fasting will make a person grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla. At the end of the day, when you break the fast, you realize that subhanAllah, this is Allah's blessing. If Allah would not provide me, I would not have this. That's why there is a special joy when we break the fast. And we can feel that when it is time to break the fast, everybody is excited. Everybody is happy. Obviously, many, you know, in our culture we are excited because we have a special food for breaking the fast. Right? A special meal prepared for breaking the fast. But there is also joy within ourselves. Rasulullah said, "Lis-sa'im farhatan." A person who would fast, he will have two joy. Joy when he breaks the fast, because he has the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Imagine if we don't have the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla, what will happen? Right? We have mashallah clean water. This is a great name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Many people in many parts of the world, they don't have clean water. Many people, they drink muddy water. Many children, they drink muddy water. Many people, they have to walk for miles and miles just for fetching one bucket of water. People have to. In fact, in some parts of the world, the women, they don't have any job except to leave home in the morning and go and fetch the water. By the time they come home, it is evening. They leave home in the morning to fetch the water, and by the time they come home, it's already evening. Imagine the whole day is spent just for collecting water. So when we have iftar, we realize the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So fasting has that meaning of shukr. All these spiritual benefits, when they are put together, that becomes fast. When you have ikhlas for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, when you have taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jalla, when you have shukr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and when you have the meaning of ihsan for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you put them together, that becomes fast. And somehow you empty fast from both these meanings. Just a person is hungry and thirsty from morning till sunset. Well, Allah does not need that fast. If there is no ikhlas, if there is no taqwa, if there is no shukr, if there is no ihsan, then that is empty fasting, shallow, hollow fasting. It's like a balloon, but there is nothing inside. It looks nice, but you know, just pinch it, it will be gone. When the month of Ramadan comes, we need to prepare ourselves for these meetings, and we need to check ourselves and our fasting against these criteria. Allahu Akbar. I will just say a few words, inshallah, about zakah, and then if you want to ask anything, inshallah, I will give some time. Zakah is purity. قُلْ خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Take from their wealth sadaqah, which purifies them. Zakah is purity because it purifies the wealth. Now, some people, you know, subhanAllah, may Allah forgive us, they misunderstand anything and knowingly misunderstand. They know that their misunderstanding is not correct, but they justify. Some people, they assume that since zakah purifies the wealth, well, when we are doing business, we don't have to do it exactly 100% correct. Just do it somehow, anyhow. Because at the end of the year, you are going to pay zakah anyway, and that is going to filter, and that is going to purify the wealth. Is it the purpose of zakah? Can the zakah justify all the wrongdoing? Can the zakah justify all the corruption in our business? No. Some people, I have seen in some countries, many Muslims who have restaurants, they also sell alcohol. Brother, why are you doing this? No, no, don't worry, inshallah, I will pay zakah and that will purify. That will purify the wealth. You are selling something, you describe it and it is not exactly the same. Brother, this is wrong. No, no, it's okay. Inshallah, I will pay zakah and that will purify the wealth. That is not how it is meant. Because we are human beings, and sometimes knowingly or unknowingly, we are meant to make mistakes. So if we happen to make a mistake when we are doing some business, when we are earning money, then Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has made this system to purify the wealth. But it doesn't mean that since the money is going to be purified anyway, we can do anything. That is not right. That is not justifiable. Because zakah is the purification of the wealth, it washes the wealth. It launders the money. I said somewhere that this is money laundering. So people, obviously, money laundering in a legal way, it has a specific meaning, and it is illegal to do the money laundering. But that has a different meaning. But here, wealth laundering, you know, our wealth is washed and cleansed. And because it washes the wealth, zakah is not permissible for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are pure, they are clean, right? Ahl al-Bayt, liyudhhib ankum ar-rijsa ahl al-Bayt. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He wanted the rijs to be away from them. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He wanted the dirt to be away from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So sadaqah was not permissible for him, and zakah was not permissible for him and his family as well. So up to now, if there is somebody who is a direct descendant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, zakah is not permissible for them. Although sometimes people say, well, if we cannot give them zakah, how can we help them? Subhanallah, how can we help them? If our mother, our father, they're in need of our money, how can we help them? Can we give zakah to our mothers and our fathers? Zakah cannot be given to usul and furu'. This is the qaida al-fiqh. Usul, like our mom, our dad, our grandfather, we cannot give them zakat. Furu', our own children, my son, my grandson, we cannot give them zakat. So if my son is in need of money, or if my father is in need of money, how can I help him? Well, I give him gift. I just say, well, this money is yours. I just say, this money is yours, right? Recently, I bought something for Hazrat Mufti Sahib Tamam Barkatuh. So Hazrat said, why you did not take the money? I said, my money is yours. Anta wa maluka liyabika. Anta wa maluka liyabika. You and your wealth belongs to your father. Your salary is not yours. Your salary belongs to your father. Your wealth belongs to your father. This is hadith. In the hadith, many people they complain, my son, he does not help me. Well, why should I help you? You should just grab his money. Just take his money. Because he belongs to you. The son, all of it belongs to you. So does his money not belong to you? I'm not talking in the terms of technicality. In the fifth, yes. Even in the law, in the legal sense, son's property and father's property. His father's property in the fiqh also, father, he can have his own possession and son can have his own possession. But deen is more than fiqh. Son belongs to father, isn't it? If the son belongs to father, can his money not belong to him? Obviously, money is less than himself. Although it is mercy of Allah, in order for the system to run, parents are told not to do injustice. So if you don't need son's money, don't take his money. If Allah made you self-sufficient, then tell your son, boy, keep your money with you. Alhamdulillah, I'm okay. Because that is better. And somehow if you need the money of your son, then take it as much as you need. Don't take it more than necessary. Otherwise, it is zulm, it is injustice. But Rasulullah said, "Anta wa maluka liyabika." You and your father, you and your wealth belongs to your father. So, the way we help our parents with gift, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, somebody is from Sadat. In some countries, they are called Ashraf. So, they should be helped with gift, not with zakah. Zakah also has the meaning of nama. Nama yani growth. And this is strange. When you spend the money should decrease. But Allah makes it grow. When you spend the money should disappear. But Allah makes it come back. This is a secret from the secrets of Islam. And anybody can experience this. You spend the money for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, your wealth does not decrease. مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. Wealth has not decreased because of sadaqah. We have the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: تَابِعُوا بَيْنَ الْحَجِّ وَالْعُمْرَةِ فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْفَقْرَ كَمَا يَنْفِي الْكِيلُ خَبَثَ الْحَدِيدِ. Do Hajj and Umrah one after another. Because Hajj and Umrah, they remove the poverty. Hajj and Umrah, they remove poverty. SubhanAllah, when I go for Umrah, mashallah, now Umrah is becoming more and more expensive, right? $2,000-$3,000. And if you have a family of four, that is about $12,000. Yeah? And then when you go for shopping and when you go, that is on top of that. And if you go for Hajj, I don't know how much it's going to be Hajj this year, Allah knows. May Allah make it easy for Muslims. But I don't know, at least it will be $6,000-$7,000. Yeah? So if you have a family of four, well, you're talking about $30,000 for Hajj. So it should make you poor. Hajj should make you poor. No. This is our understanding. Rasulullah is saying, Hajj and Umrah, they will remove poverty. Hajj and Umrah, they remove poverty. فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِي عَنِ الْفَقْرَ كَمَا يَنْفِي الْكِيلُ وَخَبَثَ الْحَدِيدِ. Have you seen the iron man, when they make certain things with iron and they remove dirt? The way the dirt is removed from the iron, Hajj and Umrah, they remove poverty. That's why many of our mashayikh, they used to do Hajj and Umrah quite regularly. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib, rahimahullah, I have been told that he used to finish one Hajj and immediately he used to prepare for the next Hajj. He just came back from Hajj and he will start preparing for the next Hajj. Subhanallah. And I have also been told, even if he does not have the money, he will borrow the money. Hazrat Shaykh al-Aziz, even if he does not have the money, he will borrow the money for Hajj. And after Hajj, slowly he will pay back. Hazrat Mawlana Ihsan Uddin Sahib Dawud Barakatuh, he told me, because he stayed with Hazrat Shaykh al-Aziz for some time, that Hazrat Shaykh, when he used to go for Hajj, sometimes people used to come and request him, can we be in your company for Hajj? Can I do Hajj with you? Right? People used to do Hajj and Umrah with ulama. And at that time, people used to go by boat, by ship from India. So the Shaykh used to say, yes, you can come with me for Hajj, but on the condition that I will spend money on you. All your expense will be on my shoulder. And Hazrat Mawlana Ihsanuddin Sahib told me that sometimes more than 200 people will do Hajj with him. Can you make a Hajj group in discipline? This is discipline, right? Can you make a Hajj group in discipline that anybody can come for Hajj with us? And that will be on my shoulder. Can anybody have the courage? Anybody who wants to go for Hajj, come with me. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahimahullah, he used to say, yes, you can come for Hajj with me on the condition that your expense will be on my shoulder. And sometimes, and this is what I have heard directly from Mawlana Ihsanuddin Sahib, from the Munda, that sometimes more than 200 people used to be with him on Hajj. And subhanAllah, Allah gives tawfiq, Hajj removes poverty. Zakah will grow the wealth. Zakah will grow the wealth. Because that is inbuilt in the word of Zakah. The way, the meaning of purity inbuilt in the word of Zakah. The meaning of growth is inbuilt in the word of Zakah. You give Zakah, your money will increase. Give Zakah, money will increase. Give Sadaqah, the money will increase. How? Well, do it and you will know. Zakah is different from Sadaqah. Sadaqah, nafila, you can give any time, as much as you want. But Zakah is 2.5% of your savings. If you have saved the value of Nisab, I told you, if you take the Nisab of silver, about $500 and plus few dollars. So if you have saved that much money, end of the year, 2.5% of that much money is given in Zakah. You might have $500 at the beginning of the year. End of the year, you have $5,000. So Zakah is given on $5,000, not on $500. It might be possible that you have those $500 at the beginning of the year, and then just 1 month before the end of the year, you have $4,000 added. So Zakah is given on all of that money. Many people don't realize this. Many people think that you have to have the whole year passing on every single dollar. No. You don't have to have the whole year for all the money. You have to have the year passing for the nisab, the minimum value of nisab. Once you have that much money for the whole year, then whatever money is there, at the end of the year, the guy is paid on all of that. So if you have cash, if you have money in the account, if you have any shares, if you have share in business, many people who do business, they have to be very careful. Because end of the year you have to check your stock. You have to check your stock and see how much stock is there. The last year at this time we had this much stock, and this day after 1 year we have this much stock. So I have to pay the zakah on the stock of today. How many people do that? My father, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Razzaq Sahab, may Allah have mercy on him. We used to have still we have family shop where we have books. In a bookshop, right? Now, how many books will be there, and how much value of the books will be? And how many people buy books anyway? When was the last time you bought a book to read? So I remember in Ramadan, my father used to say, well, you know, take one shelf at a time and see how many books you have and write it down. And that used to be, you know, because it is not computerized, it's all manual, right? Alhamdulillah, nowadays you can have a stock on the computer, on the system. But at that time, it was manual. So we used to actually take a piece of paper and see each shelf how many books we have, and obviously we did not realize what was the purpose of it. The purpose of that is to know the stock, so the zakat can be paid according to the stock. Many people have money in the pension. Whether you should have pension or not, there is something else. You know, if you ask inshallah sometime, I can explain. Because many pension funds, they are not Sharia compliant. Many pension funds, what do you call them? 501? 401. 401. Not 501. Why not? You have 501. So 401. So when they are invested, there is no guarantee that they are invested in Sharia compliant investments. So whether you should have that or not, that is something else. But for whatever reason, if a person has money of his pension, pension is like saving. Whether you have the money at your disposal or not, but that is your money. So zakah has to be paid on the money of, you know, pension funds. Either you pay it right now, or you pay it after 15 years, after 20 years, whenever you have the money, and you pay for all those past years. And at that time, it can be very challenging. If you are asked to pay $50,000 or $20,000 at once, well, that can be too much. So it is better that if you have money in whatever form or shape, you pay the zakah straight away, you know, year for year, and have peace of mind. May Allah give us tawfiq. And may Allah give us tawfiq to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan.